You're listening to Legends of the Dark Knight, only on the Geekcast Radio Network. This is Kevin Conroy, and I am the goddamn Batman.
Hello, and welcome to Legends of the Dark Knight. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me in this adventure into Gotham City is...
Dave Doan Mike, hello.
Hello. And yes, we are back with the episode 24, talking about... Well, I'll let you introduce it.
This is Sub-Zero Batman and Mr. Freeze. This film came out on St. Patty's Day, 1998, March 17th, 98. 70 minutes long. It was written by Boyd Kirkland, Randy Rogel. Randy Rogel, wow. I knew he wrote some of the episodes of BTIS, but I had no idea he wrote part of this movie.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, very cool. Also directed by Boyd Kirkland. And as usual, starring the BTIS cast, Kevin Conroy, Michael and Sarah, may he rest in peace, Lauren Lester, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., George DeZunza, I can't pronounce that name properly, Robert Costanzo, Bob Hastings, Mary Kay Bergman as Barbara Gordon Batgirl, Mary Lou Henner as Veronica Vreeland, and a bunch of other people. Lauren Tom as Mariko, but she's uncredited. Lauren Tom, I believe, would go on to voice Dana Tan in Batman Beyond.
Yep.
So, yeah, when I first heard about this, it didn't, I'm trying to think, did this release in theaters or no? I don't think it did.
Nope.
No, it didn't. It was direct to DVD or direct to video, whichever you want to call it. it was, it does it so much better than that movie. Oh my God. Top of the DCAU Wiki says, it was originally slated for release in 1997 as a tie-in for Batman and Robin.
No.
This movie, I know this is not one of the better. I know you hold Mask of the Phantasm in very, very, very high regard, which a lot of us do and a lot of us should. I know that this is not as good as that, but this movie is so much better than Batman and Robin.
All of these animated ones are better than those.
Yeah. Well, better than one of them, at least.
Well, I would even say that one's better than those.
Yeah. So, yeah. I remember... Oh, I gotta save that for when we start the commentary. I know exactly why it was made to be a... Well, part of the reason why it's made to be a tie, but anyway. I'm trying to remember. When did I first see this? I'm trying to think. It had to have been a video, like a VHS rental. It really had to have been.
No,
I know. What I'm saying is, like, I'm trying to remember if I saw this on TV, like, 2 or 3 years after the release, or if I saw it as, I think I did see it as a VHS rental, like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 months after it got released originally, so, and I thought... at the time, you know, 98, I was 18, I was supposed to be growing out of cartoons. I don't think anybody can grow out of cartoons. You can always step away from them for a while, but you'll come back eventually. It's kind of like Boomerang, right back at you. I remember really liking this, specifically for the Dick Grayson and Barbara Gordon side of the story. Mr. Freeze, yes, Paul Dini did an amazing job with Heart of Ice. Yes, this does kind of continue it, and they continue using Freeze over time, in some cases in some very, very sick ways. But it just, I don't know, I've never really felt all that, like, Mr. Freeze is that important of a character.
Yeah.
So, let's go through some trivia before we start the actual film. Am I Blue, the 1929 jazz standard written by Harry Akist and Grant Clark, is featured in this film, heard playing on the radio of Barbara Gordon's roommate. The song would later appear in the Justice League Unlimited episode, This Little Piggy, where Batman would perform the song in order to rescue Wonder Woman from enchantment. This appears to be one of the few instances where Veronica Raylan seems to be explicitly be Bruce's date instead of just his friend. This is also the first time Barbara Gordon and Dick Grayson are officially seen as a couple. For a while, Sub-Zero was the highest-rated Batman film of all time, live-action or animated, on RottenTomatoes.com, gaining a 90% approval rating, narrowly beating Batman Mask of the Phantasm at 87%. With the release of The Dark Knight, 94% in 2008, it went down to second place, but remained the highest-rated direct-to-video until Batman Under the Red Hood in 2010. It is now third overall. I cannot believe this film is... it's a good film, we'll get into it, but I cannot believe this is rated third overall out of animated or live action.
I can't believe it beat Mask of the Phantasm and Return of the Joker.
Yeah, they don't even mention Return of the Joker in the trivia.
Bastards.
So... anything else? When did you first see this one?
I actually saw it. I may have caught it on TV as a kid, but I don't remember that. I did end up seeing it at the beginning of, right around the time that Geekcast Radio was formed.
Oh, okay.
So I remember watching it then, and then I've watched it probably once or twice since then.
Mm-hmm.
So, been a while since I've watched it, so this will be interesting.
So you are going to hear from the Terminator, and that will be your cue to start and sync up your DVD players with this commentary right after this.
The Iceman cometh.
Hi, Bugs. Oh, man, I remember this. I remember thinking, what are they doing? Oh, it's the logo.
It's spinning. Last time you see that logo in anything.
Yeah.
Because they bastardized it in the films.
Yeah. Now that logo that we just saw has the exact same. You can so tell this was almost a Batman and Robin tie-in film because of that logo intro there. They did the exact same thing in Batman and Robin.
And the same type of music. The dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
They're swimming with the fishes. Wow, Michael Uslan. That guy's tied to everything with Batman.
Oh, yeah. Andrea Romano. We still need to get her on an interview.
Hmm.
Who's the albino? That's a snowball's chance in hell.
Being chased by polar bears.
I know.
There goes the yellow submarine.
That's something I could never do, being a submarine. That's too enclosed for me.
I'd be claustrophobic, and yeah. I like being able to be connected to the internet.
Well, submarines do have onboard computers, I'm sure that, you know, but I'm just saying, like, the whole, as far as where the space in a submarine, I just, it's too confined for me.
No one can survive in that cold. It's funny how Freeze shakes off the
The ice,
and you can see his regular color again.
Yep. And yet here
he has color again. Yeah, yeah, he's white again.
Yeah.
Animation glitch much?
Yeah, really.
See, all they had to do was just, you know, mark Freeze on some coordinates that, you know, don't touch this guy. Because he probably would have stayed there forever.
Mm-hmm.
He's almost borderline creepy. I will stab at you inside of a glass tube. I will say the production values on this is pretty close to Mask of the Phantasm in certain areas.
And plus, this has got, you know, different designs, different elements. It's not just set in Gotham where Mask was. And it's got a whole bunch of other animation things that, oh man, look at this. Look at the reflection. Did you see the reflection on the sub coming up before? Oh man, that's one of the reasons why this movie is so good is the animation. And just the way that the cameras are able to move. And green gas. Nobody breathe it in. It's turtle soup, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Freeze will be pissed.
Yeah.
It's the one thing he doesn't like, people messing with his wife.
Yep.
You guys are about to become popsicles.
I prefer Freeze.
As Arnold would say.
Yep.
And the polar bears dig him out.
That's the only thing that really bugs me about this movie is why is the boy there?
Freeze didn't have a kid. He wanted one, though.
I gotta admit, though, seeing her hand sticking out like that, that is a bit disheartening and kind of sick. That's... And if they're in the Arctic, there's no way, even in a cave, there's no way they could undo their headgear and all that and still be alive. No.
Free sequels.
Shut up. Get out of my head.
You're like, it's the whole crew.
Not quite.
That's certainly some different music.
Yeah, it is.
And Freeze travels all the way from the Arctic to Gotham. Which makes no sense. I know he's not there yet, but still.
Yeah, no.
You young whippersnappers, get out of my store! Shouldn't have done that.
Why are you want to hit an old man like that? That's not cool. Well, at least he didn't kill him.
No, I just clubbed him into the floor.
Yeah. I bet that old man's nephew won't turn into a spider.
Har, har, har. And the bat.
Boom.
Last time you see Batman like this.
Yeah. Well, not really.
In that costume.
Yeah. No, yeah, that is true. You're right. I love the cape over the windshield. That was awesome. He pokes it.
I love the gritty look on his face.
Yep.
And there's Robin.
Yep.
Boom. He's scratching the pavement.
And that scratching the pavement bit, there's no way that would work.
No.
In real life, the pavement's way too hard.
I like it whenever Batman tells him off.
Yep.
Alfred with suits standing up. I love it when Alfred talks.
Yeah.
Always a smart ass.
Oh, yes.
Hmm. Yep, she's still getting ready.
Yep.
No one's sweeter. She's beating the hell out of people.
Mm-hmm. And this is so... This costume is so a throwback to Yvonne Craig's costume.
Oh, yeah.
It's not purple like hers was, but this is very, very similar with the short cape and all that. But then Babs has always had... Batgirl has always had the short cape. She's never had a long cape like the others.
True. Oh, she's a blonde now.
Yep. And I think I read in the production notes on something we didn't bring up in the intro. But
we can't have two redheads.
Yeah.
It confused people.
Yeah. Women dye their hair all the time, so...
Well,
the
funny thing is, it stays blonde through a lot of the mythos after that.
I think up until the point of Rebirth, honestly, because her ancestor, Reland's, daughter, granddaughter, whatever, I think she had red hair when Bruce is trying to save her and fails, and he has to do the one thing he never, ever wanted to do. Man, those eyes are ice blue.
Yep.
This is exactly why I've never gotten into stock market. Stuff like this.
Bruce Wayne, give me some money.
Yeah, I wish.
You're screwed, buddy.
His assets are about to be frozen.
Like his eyes.
Yeah.
They'll be like his heart, dead and cold.
Things would have been so much different if they would have.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little warm at the moment. That'll change.
Oh, yeah.
Where did snow come from? Boom.
You're supposed to go over cliffs, not drive up them.
I love how the car made sounds like the engine was punctured, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's still following him around.
I think she's supposed to resemble Vicky Vale there.
She's screwing with him.
I love how Bruce just doesn't care.
About getting wet?
Yeah.
Well, he is the goddamn Batman.
And again, no matter where they are, why is it that Belson is not frostbitten by now, if they're in that extreme cold of temperatures?
There was only a piece of gold there. The rest looked like a ruby.
Yeah, really.
I think it's funny. You selfish. He said it for me. Okay, that's a gold nugget. Yeah, of course they choose that one. Out of the other 16.
Yeah.
Well, there's that song.
Yep.
Hey, it's like the club from The Mask.
Kogo Bongo, yeah. Yep.
Same type of music.
Oh, yeah.
Especially right there.
Yep. Same kind of dancing, too.
Mm-hmm. Somebody had an infatuation with that movie.
Yes. Don't. high kick. Man, that had to hurt when he threw him. Such drama. See, he even has a similar truck to Arnold Freeze. Man, Dick must have really saved up a lot of money from Bruce over the years to have a Corvette. Why is Harvey Bullock driving a Mack truck? That was a great establishing shot of the cop cars. Isn't Wayne Manor out on this road?
There's no way a hospital would have a computer like that in a patient's room.
Or they'd be locked out.
Right.
And the plot thickens.
Yes. Yes, it does. Hey, no Batgirl's jumping on the bed.
They still use keys.
Okay, her I can see fitting in there comfortably, him not so much.
Isn't she just a little cold?
You think?
Now she's cold.
Well, you know, she was kidnapped there. She has no choice. But the fact that Gregory is still in his tux, that's a little much.
Nice.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
I'll just hit it. It's glass.
Yep.
You moron. Don't freeze the door. She can get out then. Polar bears. Polar bears. You're screwed.
Oh yeah, very screwed.
Help me, Batman and Robin, you're my only hope.
That's funny.
And the lines get frozen. See, she should have climbed back on top of the thing.
Yeah, she should have.
On top of the elevator. They would have never seen
it. Yeah, she should have.
Now she's stuck at the ledge of a tanker.
Yep. 5 miles out. I will say, outside of Gregory, I do like that Freeze has absolutely no henchmen other than two giant-ass polar bears.
I agree.
I think that's really awesome.
And the detective mind of Sherlock Holmes is at work.
Dare I say, Batman is better detective than Sherlock Holmes.
Well, that's why he can defeat the Justice League by himself.
Yes, exactly.
This is a 1966 Batman moment here.
Yep. I guess a giant tank on your back is a better power supply for a Freeze suit than giant diamonds, but still, all anybody have to do is just shoot the valve on that tank. Always check your messages.
How often has that number been used?
555 or 0173?
Both.
Why does the Bat computer and the Batmobile look just like the one at the hospital? As far as the readout.
Same tech.
Yeah. Maybe Bruce Wayne built that hospital.
And his eyes turned into taillights.
Yep. Yeah,
This scene will come up in the next movie. I didn't know answering machines could record like that. I mean, I know if you pick one up while the message is already being there and you're on the call, but I didn't know you could actually press a button to have it call to record like that.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
No.
And they took the tape before he could even hang up the phone.
You're too slow, old man. See, we need a Batman film with actual detective skills. Like this.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I will say that the bullet, the trying to find the groove in the bullets, I think in The Dark Knight, that was Bruce kind of being a detective, but not like this.
No.
And he just happens to have files like this?
Well,
I know he's the goddamn Batman, but still.
He's also Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Batboat, no, 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 no.
I wish.
Yeah, that's right. Let's leave that attached to the... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The bat jet and the flames. It looks so awesome.
Yeah.
Blue flame.
That's awesome.
I have to argue, though, that a lot of the bat stuff in this is actually more well done than the Phantasm. Graphically.
Yeah.
Of course, it's also 5-6 years later.
Yeah. And this is a, even though it looks similar, it's a slightly different Batwing. Thank you.
It's enough to drive Freeze nuts. It's like in the video game when you hit the frozen Noras, he starts screaming.
Yep.
He just happens to have a gun perfectly placed in the middle of the drawer.
That's bad plot placement right there.
MacGuffin.
The design of this Batwing is similar to the original one from the series, but it is very, it's very different from. Oh damn! Look at it in the background. Unless that was just my it is the bat. Yeah, it was up against the moon, but it wasn't like what had happened in Bat 89.
Water effect off, it's cool.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell they used some CG on that.
Yeah.
Bears are like, damn it, he's out of reach. Well, she's right. He's an idiot.
Yeah.
And the Batarang. Nope.
The Batwing. That's an awesome shot right there.
Yep. Boom. Yeah, he's been waiting for that.
Robin jumped off a wing in a prayer.
And the flame retardant bat spray. Just kidding.
Yeah, there is no repellents in this one. Just good old fashioned water.
Bears are like, I remember you.
Oh no, the polar bear knows Robin's identity. For a second there, that was almost a bad 66 moment until they slid to a stop. At least you know, and you know, in the making of this animated feature, there was no cruelty to animals.
Yeah, they get up and float away.
Yeah.
bad bears, what you gonna do? That was like a Batman and Robin moment.
A little bit.
Batman and Robin were running to the sound of the music.
Yeah. Elson's still alive. Holy crap.
He's like, well, this is unfortunate. You know, the operation you're going to be performing is the kind that lands you in the middle of an ocean.
Don't open the door.
Yeah, he'll get his.
Oh, yeah.
Splat. You could almost say that was hammer time.
Yeah, you could. That is the slowest elevator.
He knows he's fighting a losing battle there.
Yeah.
It's almost like the Death Star destruction scene.
Kinda, yeah.
Takes quite a while to get it unloaded and destroyed.
Yeah, that and the whole plane by, you know, Falcon by the edge and, yeah.
And then, you know, the Vader and Freeze, go without me.
Oh, that, even in that suit, that had to hurt.
That's such a great shot of Batman, right?
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to say one thing. Water's a hell of a lot colder than the air outside.
Yeah. Well, there is no air outside because of the fact of all the combustion with the fire. There's not a lot of air in that area. After all, the fire rises.
Yep, and Freeze is probably with him.
Yeah. I gotta say, the animation on the snow in this movie is so well done.
Oh, yeah.
So well done.
He made himself a body cast.
Out of ice.
But he knows his wife survived because of Bruce Wayne.
Yep. Well, you know. All right, folks. That's it for this commentary. We will catch you in a moment with final thoughts and rating.
Hey there.
Oh, sweetheart.
Hi, Dad. Sorry I'm late.
Mwah. Well, look at you. Honey, you're a knockout.
Well, thanks, Dad.
Someone's been looking for you. Boy, is he one lucky guy.
Hey, what's the idea of keeping me waiting so long?
Oh, just playing hard to get.
She is hard to get.
Tad?
Well, before your dance card fills up, may I?
I got the next dance.
Oh, don't count on it.
Hey, I thought you wanted to dance some more.
I do, but, first I wanted to ask you something.
What?
Well, I was wondering...
What?
You want to go up the coast for the weekend?
Sure. With who?
With me.
Oh.
There's a jazz festival up in Rockport, and there's all kinds of stuff going on at the beach.
Sounds fun. I'd love to.
Really? Hey, that's great.
All right, we are back, and that's going to close it out on Batman and Mr. Freeze Sub-Zero. I really enjoy the movie. I think it's very underrated. I think that Mask of the Phantasm, while it's amazing in its own right, I think this movie is just at, not just as good, but, you know, it's, like, right there. It's, you know, while Mask of the Phantasm is, like, A++++++, this is at least an A. This isn't as bad as I thought it was gonna be. Sure, there are certain things like, oh, they're in the Arctic. Why are they not just covered in everything, like, you know, forever to stop, you know, to stop from freezing to death? But overall, the voice cast was great. The animation was amazing. The way the Batwing looks is awesome. The story is great. Very well written story. For me, I'm gonna give it a... I'm going to give it 4 stars out of 5, which in the universal rating system I think is I really liked it. I'm not looking at it right off the top of my head. What are your final thoughts on Sub-Zero?
I really enjoyed it. I really liked the animation throughout the entire film. I will say that, yes, it does have a lot of defining moments to it. And I would put it on par with Mask of the Phantasm, but I still think Mask of the Phantasm has a deeper backstory to it.
Right.
So, I mean, again, I would argue that that one is, in a sense, better. But this is a close second as far as the original BTAS stuff. Mm-hmm. I really liked all the performances. I love the voice acting. I love a lot of the interactions between characters and the entire plot of the story. In the universal rating, I would give it... I'd give it a 4 out of 4.
4 out of 5.
4.
But yeah.
Okay, I would give it a 4.5 out of 5.
Oh, okay, almost perfect.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I really did like it. I thought it was great. There's just those couple of little nitpicky things that, for me, at least take 1 star off of it for me. Anything else you want to bring up before we close out?
No, I think that about rounds it out.
All right, join us for episode 25, where we discover the world's finest, a.k.a. Batman Superman movie, where we actually have to defend it and really replace its argumentativeness against certain other cohorts of ours. Holy crap. You'll hear that soon on GeekCastRadio.com. But yeah, Legends of the Dark Knight episode 25, we're going to be doing the film version, the DVD version of World's Finest, the Batman-Superman movie, where Lex Luthor and the Joker team up, and then the adversaries turn best friends, Batman and Superman, team up to stop them. Close it out, sir.
Alrighty then. Well, you can... thank you for... Yes, I effed up there. Thank you for joining us for Legends of the Dark Knight. If you'd like to leave feedback on the show, there are many ways to do so. First, you can visit the website geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate our show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Call the voicemail line 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the show you were leaving the message for and your name. Become a fan of us on Facebook by searching Geekcast Radio Network. You can follow us on Twitter at LOT Dark Knight. My Twitter name is at SCP21. What is your Twitter name?
DFDO and Mike.
So for now, I'm Steve Megatron Phillips with
DFDO and Mike.
Saying in the immortal words of Batman, I am vengeance. I am the knight. I am Batman.
I want something from you that's very precious. Something you've worked very hard to conceal. Something when gone, you can never regain. Something so shattering.
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in my eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'd be too if each plan that you had done fell through. There was a time I was your only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one.
Beautiful. And you'll keep your part of the bargain? A deal's a deal. He can stop now.
Not on your life.
I should say.